Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in its prime, heroin can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Teach me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, street always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. With the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 10, verse 16. And that M period, A period, N period is a music activism news abbreviation acronym. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944 with all your comments, questions, and concerns. You can send music and commercials, MP3 format, to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Disclaimers. Disclaimer number one out of three. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Now, some of our partners, the people we've worked with in the past, Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube pages of Joseph Motley, J.R. or Joseph P. Motley, Jr. Twitter page is Alfred Porter, J.R. numeral 1, Alfred Porter, Jr. 1, and Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. That's Hip Hop Workshop 2 on Twitter. Instagram, J.R. Alfred Porter. You could Facebook Joseph Motley, J.R. period. He's got a couple of music pages. Facebook, Kent N. Angelica. Facebook, HH Workshop Records, that's capital H, lowercase H, workshoprecords.com. You could Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio or check out online, which is important, www.3342music.com. That OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceofradio.com, where tomorrow we catch up with King Jamma, a.k.a. The Real Soulja Boy, and we check back on history, including how he sued Soulja Boy. Tell him. Before 6 p.m., the Queen's Court. I also want to let people know, YouTube, Miss Commentary, space, Cleveland. So M-I-S-S Commentary, Cleveland. Man in the Street, 1-3. Also on Twitter and www.templabor.org or thelogtv.com. Or if you go on the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, Power Groove Records YouTube channel with We Are Cleveland. Now that I've gotten all of that good stuff out of the way, let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting with the debut at number 10, music and entertainment. So there are rallies and stuff that might draw a big crowd, but if they don't have the music or entertainment, they just won't get recognized. So with that being said, debuting, the artist known as Outspoken. Number 9, moving up, Ruga the Producer. Number 8, moving up, K.A. $H. Kadic. That's Cash. Cash affiliated. Cash Kadic. Number 7, moving up, The Actual Tannis. Number 6, moving up, Kokiana Wilson and Team New Life. Number 5, moving up, Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube with Sheriff Kilroy, Commander-in-Chief, Father's Lives Matter, Joe Motley's I Wouldn't Allow It, which is his collaboration with 3342 Music. Number 4, debuting, Suave Gotti, music page on Facebook, the J.O. song, the dedication to Grand Wizard Johnny O., and Joe Boom. Number 3, debuting, Igloo Crew Records, returned to Cleveland, Ohio, all week long, taking care of business. Number 2, debuting, Women's Empowerment with Brick House Wellness over the weekend. Number 1, debuting, the Woe Song instrumental play last Wednesday, Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting at the Dialogue Center with musical director Brick House Wellness, and Sheriff Kilroy did the intro for Chantel Brown for Congress District 11, Cuyahoga County Chair, and she said it was the best intro she's ever had done. And she's held a lot of powerful positions. She's still Cuyahoga County Chair of the party for Cuyahoga County, the biggest Democratic county block in Ohio. And so to hear that, it was very phenomenal. Before I do anything else, I will at least say that when you look at it, Robert Ross, July 12th, 1969 to April 17th, 2021, known professionally as Black Rob, was an American rapper who was signed to Bad Boy. He was best known for his hit single, Whoa, which reached the Billboard Hot 100. The thing about him, though, is Black Rob was sentenced to over 7 years in prison in 2006 after failing to appear in court for his sentencing, which was set up to be 2 to 6 years initially, but he was sentenced to over 7 years. But he failed to appear to a sentencing which would have been only 2 to 6 years on a charge of grand larceny from 2004, in which he pleaded guilty to criminal possession of more than $6,000 worth of jewelry stolen in a hotel. He was released from prison in May 2010 and was interviewed by BET 2 hours later. His studio albums was 2000's Life Story, then in 2005, The Black Rob Report, and then in 2011, Game Tested, Streets Approved. And there you have it. Got to give you the update on that. Before I do anything else, I want to say I thank you all for tuning in. And since she was one of the people who did well, Team New Life, Kokiana Wilson, I guess I will find something from Team New Life to play just to be on the safe side. My thing is, I appreciate you all for tuning in consistently. And, well, I'm going to go to this long-distance phone call, the 601 area code with the 513. Maybe they're calling to give me the stimulus check report and let me know that Al Porter, man in the streets, your stimulus check will be hitting into your pocket soon. So I'm going to go to that 601 area code with the 513. How you doing out there?
Hey, Brother Al, you know, if I had won the election, this is Michael D. Landon, if I won the election, you would have got $1,000 more and probably got it sooner.
I believe that. I believe that. I know that's for certain. I know that you don't play around. So tell me, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I want to say good evening to everyone out there in Cleveland and around the surrounding areas in America and the world. The ones who don't know me, my name is Michael D. Landenham, former candidate for president of 2020 and future candidate for president of 2024. It's been a minute. I think it's been like 2 weeks since I talked to you, but I want to give an update of the last conversation we had. Me and my brother Al had read a couple letters from Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur and Senator Sherrod Brown.
Yes.
Okay. Well, finally, the FBI finally got in contact with me. From waiting for about 2 years and 4 months from the investigation by Trump threatening my life when I was a former candidate.
Right.
The FBI contacted me and sent me a letter to fill out called the Freedom of Information Privacy Act, which gives a federal agency the permission to release whatever they've been holding back, especially my investigation for the past 2 years. So I sent that letter. 4 days later, they respond. They say they have no records pertaining to the investigation, no records from the Secret Service, no records from downtown Cleveland, no records at all. So my question is, why in God's name, a year ago, when Senator Sherrod Brown did the same thing, just as our Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur did, to gain the information, the Freedom of Information Act, how come the FBI told the senator's office, we're not giving you a damn thing about Michael B. Landenham, and hung up on him? The exact words that the senator's office told me. To wait a year later for them to tell me they have no records. There's something going on here, period. And I hate to say that. I hate to be afraid. I think we've been duped long enough as black people. Joe Biden signed off on the FBI to send that letter stating they have no records. We don't know what you're talking about. Go on about your business. So I'm done with the games. So I've already been in contact with the Congresswoman's office to let them know about what the FBI told me. There are a couple other procedures that, you know, usually when something like that happens, which is unusual, you have to proceed. But the system, I do not trust anymore. You know, you can't talk about saving the soul of America if you're going to hide the things that Donald Trump has done. And again, let me tell you, let me broaden everybody else's conclusion. If the FBI has nothing on me about what's going on, then why in God's name are they still allowing the news to block my story from being shown to the world?
Wow.
Why are they blocking it? So, I mean, you're playing with my intelligence. You're trying to play me stupid, and it's going to backfire badly on some of the leadership in the Democratic Party. Now, the Republicans, I'm not worrying about them. They've been screwed up enough because of Russia and Trump. That news just came out. So, I mean, now we have the Democrats are duping us in a sense, because we want the truth, especially with my story. And if President Biden is okay to not allow my story to come out, then it's okay for that wrong in which the highest crime of treason that he's done for a sitting U.S. president to use military power on an American citizen running for president, especially a black man. So
right.
Enough of the games, man. I've been sitting here talking about this for 2 years. Could have went to prison for falsifying this. With the FBI, but they're going to come back and tell me they don't have no records. They didn't say I'm lying. They didn't say I'm making this up. They didn't say I'm falsifying. They just said they can't find nothing. So I waited for 2 years for this bull crap. And America needs to wake up. So I'm letting everybody know that I am going to proceed with trying. I'm not going to keep calling these government officials no more. I've already sent a lot of emails to the news organizations to send out those two letters from the FBI. Which they already got the other emails from what's been going on, probably been waiting to see why the FBI saying don't share it, but Michael's showing us a letter saying you don't have anything. So why keep us from sharing what Michael's trying to tell us to share? So, I mean, you know, y'all do the math. I mean, it's not rocket science.
I'm glad to hear you still have your fighting spirit. You're fighting for the truth to come out and to be released. Is there anything else we need to know about you, sir?
Well, first of all, I would like as many people can hear me as possible to join my movement, join my campaign for 2024. Got to start off early to try to be prepared. And that is the Party of We the People on Facebook. Please friend that page. If you have any questions, my information is on there. Please contact me. Please check out my website, landinghamcase.com. That is LandinghamCase.com. You'll see three blue bars when you click on my website. Click on that. That's your option. Start from Saturday and work your way down to Monday. Continues. Those are the transcripts from December 8th, 9th, and 10th of 2018 when Donald Trump contacted me pretending he was one of my white distant relatives on Facebook. And I've been trying to get the story out. So I have people saying you're making this up, you're nuts, you're part of QAnon, you're this, you're that. Whatever y'all talking about, dude, y'all just read it. All right? And why the
right.
FBI, and look at the FBI and all the letters from the senators and all that, and put two and two together, man. You know what I'm saying? So look at that stuff, man. You got any questions, contact me. And like I said, my story, my website, my story, can show the failure of the two-party system. We already see it in this play already, but with mine, it's just concrete.
Thank you so much for calling in and keeping us aware and abreast of what's going on. May you continue to be blessed, highly favored, covered in your journey ahead. It's nice to talk to you, Mr. 2024 candidate for president.
And thank you, Brother Al, and thank for the ones who are listening. And stay safe out there and wear your mask and get tested and get vaccinated.
Appreciate you. I will talk to you soon. And thanks again. I can appreciate Michael D. Landingham, presidential candidate 2024. It's just like landing a plane and going ham. I can appreciate him giving us that update because a lot of us were waiting to find out what was going to happen. And you know something? The brother does it all for you. I'm sending this out for my brother. Hey, this is Team New Life. I was going to play that right before I took that last phone caller. We will be back shortly.
Late by chose that I breathe the blood I bleed. Gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I do it all for you, yo. But I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all for you. I did it all for you. I do it all for you, yo. Life is like soft glass, yo. A young and yeah heart, yo. High memories of my past. That fast money, yeah, I gotta have. Say I'm a hunter, but where you at, yo? Had a point like my life is over, yo. Late nights for them leftovers, yo. For every dollar, every penny. Like you my man, but you ride right against me, yo. Upon my dirt, upon my lonely, cause most of you ain't real, y'all phony. Ain't real, y'all phony. I gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I do it all for you, yo. But I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to. I'm just trying to live, but I don't want to just give it up. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I do it all for you. Yo. So this is what it comes to. Yo. Turn your back, I turn my back too. Yo. It's kind of funny how it ain't the same. Changing up for a little fame. Yo. From the dirt, it was all me. Grinding hard till I'm 6 feet. not feeling me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, will never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, 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 yo. I gave it all to you.
Message out to Day Woods. Definitely Day Maid Danielle Woods, gotta send that out to her. I also want to let people know that the Freedom of Love Power Women of God Healing Support Group, be the woman who fixes another woman's crown without telling the world that it was crooked. Lord, thank you for your blessings that are upon me. That's May 1st, 2021, May 1st, 2021, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Nottingham United Methodist Church, Fun in Lot, fundraiser, raffles, free food, community of love and fun, God be the glory, 216-270-0280, that's 216-270-0280. That's what's going on then. I also want to call attention to the fact that Black House Sounds, Black House Sounds, June 12th, 2021, 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the African Museum, 1765 Crawford Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106, $5 general admission, presenting the Rising Stars of Cleveland. That's at the African Museum, 1765 Crawford Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106, 1765 Crawford Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106 at the African Museum, presenting the Rising Stars of Cleveland, artist music of all walks of life. Contact Joseph Motley Jr. at 216-609-8847, 216-609-8847, vending booth. We'll be there. Guess if a presidential candidate wanted to have a vending booth, he could set his up right there at the African Museum. Contact number is 216-609-8847. I'm enjoying things. House Bill HB-22 is being heard. This coming Thursday, they're having an unprecedented fourth hearing where the public can speak, and that will be in Columbus. The reason they're having it is a lot of phone lines are being, quote-unquote, tied up. State representatives for House Bill 22, you know for a fact if cameras are kept from filming certain tragedies, just think what would have happened if nobody could have filmed the police and what happened. Just think what would have happened with George Floyd. We wouldn't have even made it this far. Districts and state representatives, 17th District and the State Representative Adam C. Miller, if you want to catch some of these phone numbers and call about what's going on and tell them to say no to HB 22, Adam C. Miller, Democrat, 614-644-6005. District 22, David Leland, Democrat, 614-466-2473. District 29, Cindy Abrams, Democrat, 614-466-9091. 30th District, Bill Seitz, Republican, 614-466-8258. District 33, Cedric Denson, Democrat, 614-466-1308. District 35, Tavia Galansky, Democrat, 614-644-6037. 39, Willis E. Blackshear, Jr., Democrat, 614-466-1607. District 40, Phil Plummer, Republican, 614-644-8051. District 41, Andrea White, Republican, 614-644-6008. District 65, Gene Schmidt, Republican, 614-466-8134. District 69, Sharon A. Ray, R-A-Y, Republican, 614-466-8140. 77th District, the Chair, Jeff Leray, Republican, 614-466-8100. 89th District, DJ Swearingen, Republican, 614-644-6011. District 91, Co-Chair, Shane Wiling, Republican, 614-466-3506. Say no, House Bill 22. It's a violation of your constitutional rights, freedom of speech. That is some major information that I've been giving people here and there. My thing is I appreciate all those people who call in and check in. I do know that last week, the Northeast Ohio Coalition issues a plan to help with local black health disparity. As, you know, Man in the Streets ended up on the news only because I'm not part of this group. The Northeast Ohio Black Health Coalition issued a 54-page plan it believes will help to reduce the growing health disparity in the African-American community. Coalition Executive Director Yvonka Hall pointed the latest vital statistics report issued by the Centers for Disease Control indicating the average life expectancy among non-Hispanic black Americans dropped from 74.7 years in 2019 to 72 years in 2020, while life expectancy among non-Hispanic white Americans dropped from 78.8 years to 78 years in the same time period. Very, very interesting in itself. Yvonka Hall said her agency's report titled African America Rescue Plan outlines four key areas where local improvements need to be made to close the African American health gap. Hall is urging the city of Cleveland to move some of the anticipated $540 million in CARES Act money it will soon receive to support health programs that could turn around the growing health disparity. Hall said even though Cleveland declared racism a health crisis in June 2020, it must assign financial resources, key policy changes, and come up with a comprehensive plan to trigger real change. The CARES Act is our way to invest in our community, Hall said. We now have the money to do the things that need to be done, but do we have the will? We have the data to prove it, the death rates to prove it. We have COVID data to prove it. So what other kind of proof do we need, she said. You can't just declare something as a public health crisis and not be willing to address the issues that lead to that crisis. It's not just the city of Cleveland, but our hospital systems, Metro, UH, I guess University Hospitals, the Cleveland Clinic must also say we need to have some anti-racism strategies in place, Hall said. Disease, disability, and death disproportionately impact the African-American community, and we have to have strategies that address that issue. It's an opportunity to rethink outside the box on how we can change our communities as we move ahead. Hall said the plan will be submitted to Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson, Cleveland City Council, Senator Sherrod Brown, and Cuyahoga County leadership. Dr. Zachary Williams, who leads the African American Policy Committee with the Northeast Ohio Black Health Coalition, it was a News 5 story, so they said the plan calls for improvements in the housing environment, education, health, and employment. Cleveland can be ahead of the game, Williams said. One of the areas that really rang the truest was closing the digital divide. We can create health and science, circular-based programs, foster care programs, drug policy decriminalization, decriminalization and allocation of funds for addiction treatment, Williams said. Al Porter, president of Black on Black Crime, Inc., said his organization has been conducting community outreach and education to help the African-American community with ongoing health disparities, but said without CARES Act funding, significant change can't happen. Even the infant mortality rate in our community is sky high, Porter said. The money is definitely needed because a lot of us are already doing diversionary programs, but it's out of pocket or it's for free, so we're only able to help the minimum. That's the story that came out from last week, and it was a deep story in itself. My thing is, you can deal with the truth and deal with the facts as they come around. My thing is to just say I thank you so much for tuning in. I will say, interesting, that was just like a 10-foot stepladder for the soapbox. Nothing major, but a 10-foot stepladder for the soapbox. But I will say that this one made sense. It's the 12-foot stepladder for the soapbox. Let me climb up here to 12 feet. As a groundswell of support continues to grow for bringing public comment back to Cleveland City Council meetings, a groundswell of support continues to grow for introducing legislation that would institute a public comment period at Cleveland City Council meetings and committee hearings. A total of 7 city council members have publicly supported a public comment ordinance drafted by Clevelanders for Public Comment, a grassroots organization that coalesced around corners and concerns of low voter turnout in the 2020 general election. On the steps of City Hall a couple of Mondays ago, while dodging rain showers, members of Clevelanders for Public Comment detailed the proposed ordinance that would codify public comment into city ordinances. Since the city adopted a council style of governance in 1932, a period of public comment during council meetings has been notably missing from the city's law books. As attorney Jessica Trevisano researched the practices and policies of other Ohio cities, including Akron, Cincinnati, and Columbus, and determined Cleveland's lack of public comment period is an outlier. It's just not right. I wasn't surprised that Cleveland was an outlier, just knowing how most other communities work and function. But I'm disappointed that Cleveland is an outlier, and I think it is an issue that should be immediately addressed, Trevisano said. I think it's incredibly absurd that we have not had public comment in almost a century. I don't think there's a reason to delay it even a day further, as Clevelanders for Public Comment came out. And she used her research, Trevisano did, to draft the proposed ordinance, which would set out a procedure for public comment periods at full council meetings and committee hearings. Under the proposed ordinance, a period of 30 minutes would be set aside for public comment, and those who wish to comment would have to sign up in advance. Members of the public would have 3 minutes to discuss any agenda items or subjects that concern legislative, administrative, or public affair-related matters of the city. The ordinance also allows for the public comment period to be extended in order to accommodate more speakers. And the drive behind instituting a public comment period, which has shown substantial momentum in recent weeks, was born out of the results of the 2020 election, where officials said they found overall voter turnout was barely above 50% and also declined compared to the 2016 election. Organizers believe the low voter turnout is tied to a lack of civic engagement in City Hall. Touch points in local government matter, while public comment is not a cure-all, it will contribute to a culture of citizen involvement and engagement, said Councilwoman Jenny Spencer, Ward 15. Public comment also makes clear our commitment to inviting residents into the process of building a stronger and more equitable city. Council members Carrie McCormick, Ward 3, Bashir Jones, Ward 7, Jasmine Santana, Ward 14, Brian Casey, but I think it's Brian Casey of Ward 16 and Michael Polensic, Ward 8, have publicly supported a public comment period and attended that particular Monday's announcement. As Polensic, the so-called dean of city council, said public comment has occurred at council meetings in the past, but there's no easy way to understand procedure for members of the public to sign up. Additionally, public comment is only currently possibly through a council rule instead of a city ordinance. Council rules are routinely changed. He said, I think what has become very clear is that people, the average citizen, really didn't know how to do that. What was the mechanism to be able to come in and comment? Codifying it makes it very clear. This is how you go about doing it, Polensic said. You want to come in and let your voice be heard on a specific subject, specific ordinance or issue? Be our guest. That is what democracy is all about. So anyway, it was something that Polensic also said. I was a neighborhood activist before I became a councilman. I would come to council meetings. I was involved in civic associations. That's the way it was drilled into me by my late mother. This is your neighborhood. Be involved. To me, that's what being a citizen of Cleveland is all about. So get off of the 12-foot stepladder for this soapbox and say I thank you all for tuning in. Might as well, since the presidential candidate brought up the idea of doing this, let's wash your hands. Jeffrey,
wash your hands. Just wash your hands. 3, 3, 4, 2. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Kilroy. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. COVID-19 affect me. Coronavirus scare me, stop me. AM alpha male share pride. I face real danger, still go outside. 80 people shot at an MC club. People carjacked, can't forget bed bugs. Revolution stopped, not by a virus. Keep your flimsy mask, I won't be silent. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Why make this song? Let's make it clear. Hate to see adults run off in fear. Isolated at home, inside alone. I'm here to help. Lyrics airborne, virus. God, Yahweh, Allah, make it clear. Do you worship them or you worship fear? West Nile, SARS, Ebola, swine flu. We survived those, we'll survive this too. Coronavirus and Corona beer. You can drop yours, pass the bottle here. It's so crazy, I can't believe. Scared of Asian food and the Chinese people. Big black man, I can't wear a mask. Y'all will think I jack, cops might blast. Just need wipes, soap, water, check it. Sanitizer and some disinfectant. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Biden and Sanders, too scared to come here? What leader? Come on. Trump's too scared to even handle it. Or stupid. Alliance for Safety and Justice, Survivor.
to speak, canceling their meeting?
What?
Cleveland Peace Action? Canceling their meeting?
Oh, man.
Cleveland Democratic War Club? Canceling out?
Oh, shoot.
PNC Fairfax? NBA canceling the season just because of the Utah player?
One player?
Come on now.
While you tweet, I read Revelation. If we're told what we now facing, Passover, pestilence, pandemic, plague. We killed Indians and the slave trade. Wages of sin, you know, is death. Virus, corona, affects health, but don't stress. Paying a high price, standing for hours in a Walmart line. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Man, and that's sad. They giving 3 to 4 weeks out for the children in K-12 schools. A bunch of dumb children about to be on society. Sad, man. 3342.
Wash Your Hands from the long-awaited Detox album. And then, of course, because we talked about it, the review board in Cleveland recommends discipline for police in the chase that ended with the death of Tamia Chapman. Finds the pursuit should have been called off. As Cleveland Civilian Police Review Board recommended discipline Tuesday for two police officers and two police supervisors involved in a December 2019 police chase that ended with the death of 13-year-old Tamia Chapman in East Cleveland. Chapman and her friends were walking along the sidewalk on Euclid Avenue when investigators said a stolen SUV being chased by Cleveland police hit another car and then drove onto the sidewalk, killing Chapman and severely injuring her 13-year-old friend. Investigators with the city's Office of Professional Standards said Tuesday police were justified in pursuing the SUV after it was stolen at gunpoint from a woman in the parking lot of a Target store on West 117th Street. However, investigators found the pursuit hit unsafe speeds shortly before the crash and should have been terminated. When the speed exceeds safe limits, that alone is a reason to terminate the pursuit, said Roger Smith, head of the Office of Professional Standards. And in this case, if the evidence is clear about anything, it's clear the speed exceeded safe limits. So we said stop the chase. We meant that. It lets you know where we are on that subject. Also, that's just the 16-foot stepladder for the soapbox that we were on. My thing is, I want to always thank people who tune into this radio program because you don't have to be a part of the program. You could be anywhere else rather than with me on a Monday night. 8-foot stepladder on my for my soapbox because this says that we are in a lot of trouble, world, because the key to Republican success is more Trumpism, which is what the former president Donald Trump said. As former President Donald Trump staked his claim to the Republican Party in a closed-door speech at a donor's, I think it was two Saturdays ago, casting his populist policies and attack dog politics as the key to future Republican success. Trump also reinforced his commitment to the GOP in his address. According to prepared remarks obtained by the Associated Press, which came as Republican officials seek to downplay an inter-party feud over Trump's role in the party, his commitment to GOP fundraising, and his plans for 2024, while Trump's advisors report he will emphasize party unity, he rarely sticks to scripts. And the key to this triumphant future will be to build on the gains our amazing movement has made over the past 4 years. Under our leadership, we welcome millions upon millions of new voters into the Republican coalition. We transformed the Republican Party into a party that truly fights for all Americans. That was part of what he said. And so, you know, it lets you know that He's not going anywhere, people. I don't know who lied and told you he was, but he's not. My thing is, I'm enjoying getting a chance to at least deal with certain things. Also, the fun part of my show, there was a woman who was arrested after refusing to return $1.2 million that was mistakenly put into her account. If you accidentally give me $1.2 million, I don't know if I'd return it either. A former sheriff's dispatcher in a suburb of New Orleans was arrested, I believe last week, accused of refusing to return more than $1.2 million that had been accidentally deposited into her brokerage account, authorities said. Kellen Spadoni, 33, was taken into custody, I believe Wednesday before last, on charges of theft valued over $25,000, bank fraud, and illegal transmission of monetary funds. NOLA.com and WVUE-TV reported. Although the report said she was fired by the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office after her arrest, but they gave her the money. Anyway, Spadoni is being held at the Jefferson Parish Correctional Center on a $50,000 bond. She should say, look here, just take that money out of what was deposited to me. They weren't sure if she had an attorney who could speak on her behalf, but she's accused of immediately moving the funds to another account and using some of the money to buy a new car and a house, authorities said. They said a clerical error had caused Charles Schwab, a major financial services corporation, to deposit more than $1.2 million into her brokerage account when it only meant to transfer about $82 in February. When the bank attempted to reclaim the money, the request was rejected because the money was not available. Of course not. She said it's mine. The sheriff's office said it was later learned that Spadoni had moved the funds into another account because it was her money. Charles Schwab gave her the money. But that's a different story. Anyway, Captain Jason Rivardi, a sheriff spokesman, said that although the money was put into her account, it's not her money. She has no legal claim to that money, he added. Even if it was put there by mistake, it was an accounting error. She might have been like, I don't know, Stymie was in the Little Rascals when they were getting ready to put Petey the dog to sleep. And he said, Lord, can you please give me that money? And the woman was trying to buy a hot dog or something, and a $5 bill or something blew out of her hand and landed in poor Stymie's hand. He said, thank you, Lord. And the police were chasing him around, and he was like, the Lord give me that money. You never know what Spadoni was praying for when Charles Schwab and company. Anyway, they sued her on Tuesday in federal court. Company tried to contact Spadoni several times to have the transferred funds returned, but were unsuccessful, Rivardi said. So far, about 75% of the money has been recovered, he added. Of course, you give me that kind of money, I don't know if I'd return it myself. I'm just saying. I'm not sure of that. Anyway, I'm going to take the time. This is the world we live in. Why not play The World by Black House Sound? The World, yeah, let's play.
We go way back. Girl is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in her heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in her heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in her heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in her heart. It's right there. Medication for cancer, but when it come to AIDS, politicians and doctors really don't have an answer. Thank you.
Yep, it is. Tenzai, Black-owned Black Crime Incorporated Vice President. Did you have the nerve to call me while I'm in the middle of my radio program? Shame on you. Anyway, the investigators hadn't said that if a Kia Soul was chased 6 days later by Cuyahoga Heights Police on Interstate 77 is the same SUV used in the attempted break-in. Officers who were looking for the SUV spotted one speeding on the highway on that June 9th, said the police. Anyway, during the chase, a 16-year-old boy accidentally fatally shot the driver who crashed the SUV in Cleveland. The two others inside the Soul took off running. The teen, who police believe fired the fatal shot, was arrested about 5 weeks later. The 14-year-old is the brother of Jackson's great-grandson, who made headlines in 2019 and remains in the juvenile detention center on accusations that he and a friend shot at undercover Cleveland police officers. Very interesting. And that is the one story that came out, and we will say posted on April 1st, 2021. Anyway, all I can say to end this off is, let's end this off the correct way. Mayor Frank G. Jackson, maybe you should have done this with your great-grandson. This is off of the long-awaited Detox album, done from Sheriff Kilroy, not Dr. Dre. But Mayor Frank G. Jackson, this is what you should have done with your grandson.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Spare the rod, beat that. For the child, whoop that. Spare the rod, beat that. For the child, whoop that. Spare the rod, beat that. For the child, whoop that. Spare the rod, beat that. For the child, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. On the loop, two live crew.
Miami, 3342 and Quick 69 Boys Latrell Gucci Crew 2.
If your child act up, beat their ass. 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 If your child act up, beat their ass.
I'm tired of all these badass chillin'. You ain't your kid's friend. Quit smoking blunt with them and going to the club with them. Igloo Crew 3342.
If your child act up,
whoop their ass.
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 And that goes out to Mayor Frank G. Jackson. You should have done that with your great-grandson and your grandson and the other family members. And for all the parents out there, you should have BDA. Have a blessed week. Peace.